Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. 7 till the hour. Having a great visit with our good friend George Levy. George, I need your website, please.
BlockchainInstitute.com.
Tell us about the Institute.
So the Institute is an education and certification organization. We've trained over 50,000 students in over 180 countries, and we specialize in blockchain technology. So the goal would be there's a lot of one of the key focuses that was discussed at the workshop is the fact that as part of this bill that Florida put out, there's a huge gap. There's a lot of there's a lot of projects that are talked about, but there's not enough people to execute on that. So Blockchain Institute fills that by helping people become employable and learn about blockchain.
It's a unique entity, folks, and they're doing a great job. And you're helping people all over the world. I know you've got plans to really distribute this in a lot of different places around the world. So keep up that good work, and we're going to continue to do what we can to promote you and all the things that you're doing. So, George, talk to us about the future. You've told us about, we've been talking about where it's come from, where blockchain has come from. You've given us a great report today on where it is today. It's heavily in becoming ubiquitous, more and more ubiquitous in the supply chain. It's going to become, in your daughter's lifetime, she'll buy a hamburger with a blockchain one of these days, George. What do you see the future of this? And especially for small businesses, how do you see it creeping into and emerging into the lives of small businesses?
Absolutely. So this is something you also talked about a lot in your book and the third ingredient. I want to follow on that. I spoke about looking at blockchain as a force multiplier. And the Blockchain Institute of Technology was one of the educational institutions at this specific place. There was another firm called BlockCDU, and they do all their emerging technologies as well. And the reason is I want to do the intersection between different technologies. So here's the thing. I spoke about how an RFID with blockchain can track a specific prescription pill, yes, and you can track it across the entire supply chain. But we are increasingly getting to a world where everything's connected to the internet. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to be talking about self-driving vehicles. Well, if you don't track exactly where that self-driving vehicle is at any single point, well, what if you get a hack? Or what if somebody takes over the – so how do you protect the integrity of the placement of all of these? What about drones? Amazon's been talking about doing drone delivery of products. Well, all of those drones need to have a unique personality, and you can track it on blockchain, and you can see exactly where each one of them is. Mm-hmm. So that's where I really see blockchain making a huge difference. One area that's also been talked about.
How would blockchain explain how blockchain would contribute to a self-driving car? What would be the application of blockchain in a self-driving car?
So the key question would be if you are tracking a car, as long as you're driving. You know where you're headed. You know where everything's going. Now, if a self-driving car is on the road, some sort of system needs to know where that self-driving car is going and for what purpose it is going there. So if you have, for example, a fleet of trucks that are doing deliveries and they're self-driving trucks, you need to know where each one of those trucks is. And if there's any deviation of where that truck is headed, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that you can do that is if you track each individual truck and you can track its contents and carry all that on a blockchain, so every step of the way knows the truck should be here at this precise moment. Mm-hmm. Now the truck should be at this other place. The GPS matches. So you need to have
however your entity, your human, you as a person, your money, your purchases, your vehicle, your product, to the degree that it interacts with another entity, another piece of geography or whatever, a blockchain is at that intersection, isn't it? It will be.
Absolutely. And you need to protect the integrity of that information, because at any point, there's an opportunity for manipulation
That's how blockchain overrides artificial intelligence, right? Where some people might be thinking, well, you guys are describing artificial intelligence. That will tell the truck where to go. Well, but blockchain will not be as hard to hack. It's stronger, isn't it? So it would prevent the hacking more than the AI would.
Well, the key question would be AI would work with blockchain. The key thing is that it would be another tool that AI would know that the quality of the information it's drawing conclusions on is accurate.
Exactly.
That's the key point.
It would be the prime. Hey, George, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely,
Jim.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Keep up the good work. George Levy, ladies and gentlemen, Blockchain Institute of Technology. Check that out. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.